Welcome to eBay Radio, where humbles are smashed, bids are sniped, and we take your calls, comments, and gripes. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, think back to your earliest days on eBay. Do you remember how it felt getting started? Well, Dee Taylor is known on eBay as top-rated seller DD1020. She's new to eBay, relatively, and she's loving it, to steal a tagline. Dee, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Just since March 1st of this year.
Oh, that is new. That's very new. What got you started?
I retired in January, and I was looking for something to do that would not just give me some, take up my spare time, but add to my, supplement my income, my retirement income. And my friend Debbie Weeder told me about a new show, TV show called Thrift Hunters. And I started watching it, and I was so inspired by them. And I love to thrift. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always enjoyed doing, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my goodness, I can do this, and people make money at this.
Yes, they do.
And you're already top rated? Wait a minute.
How did you get that?
You started
so
in March?
I did.
That's pretty fast, I got to tell you, to get top rated.
How did you, what do you think the reason is you got it so quickly?
Well, I don't know. I guess motivation. I have a lot of spare time on my hands. All my grandkids are now in school, so I don't have them around too much. And it's just something that I love to do. I love collectibles. I've always enjoyed going to flea markets, garage sales, estate sales, thrift stores. And I don't have time to, I don't have space to keep all of that stuff. So now I can continue my treasure hunting, do it, and then turn around and sell it and make a profit. That's the best of both worlds.
So do you sell only stuff that you've purchased to resale, or are you digging into your collections?
I have dug into my own collection. Yes, I have.
Is that
and
painful?
I can honest. Go ahead.
Is it painful to do that?
I haven't missed anything.
Isn't that interesting? Out of sight, out of mind.
You know, I have a great idea for you.
What's that?
I just found one of her listings.
Yes.
Charlie Brown, Schmid Brothers, 1971 musical mug.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a little audio file in there of what it plays?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to learn how to do that.
It's pretty easy. You learn how to do it, it's pretty easy.
The easiest way is just to take a video of it while it's playing and then load it up to YouTube and put it in your listing. And if you're not there already, I got to tell you, if you're not there, you want to get there. Because, Dee, there's lots of experts on our eBay chat board for the eBay radio group that can show you how to do it as well.
I'm learning how to navigate through all of that. I am probably not exactly techno-challenged. I'm more techno-disabled.
No, that's okay.
You'll learn.
Yeah,
how you learn.
Yeah,
this is a great opportunity for you with this Charlie Brown thing here.
So
I will definitely look into that. I'll ask my friend Debbie Weeder to help me with that.
Debbie will know how to do it. So that's a perfect example. I'll tell you what I'm amazed at. So somebody who has never done this before, correct? Before March, you had not done this before.
No.
And now you've got, I'm taking a look, I'm scrolling through your very, great listings, by the way, great photos, very good. You got almost 399 listings up. Obviously, you were not paralyzed by analysis, at least it doesn't seem so, that analysis paralysis that affects people before they set off on a new journey. Was it scary at first?
It was very scary. I didn't think I could do it, and I held off for a while, but I kept hearing Debbie talk about it, and then when I started watching the Thrift Hunters, I thought, you know, they just make it seem like it is doable. It is something that I can do, and when I went on eBay and I saw the little 1, 2, 3, you know, list it.
Sure.
List it and forget it, basically.
Yeah. It was easy steps for listing, yeah.
I thought, I can do this. So I started out with a few things around my house. And my first sale, I'll tell you, I was about as giddy as a schoolgirl.
What was it? Do you remember what it was?
I think it was a T-shirt.
A T-shirt. Perfect.
I think it was a T-shirt. And I just was, like, dancing around, and I called Debbie, and I was like, I sold something.
And that just, it's like taking a pickle out of a jar. Then the others come easier. What do you find?
Where did that come from?
It's an old expression.
I never heard it. That's very
really?
Cute. Really? Yeah, I never heard that before. That's very cute.
Well, what do you find most challenging about selling on eBay?
Making myself sit down and do the listings. That's the hard part for me, learning how to calculate the shipping correctly so that I don't end up in the red on that. And there have been times that I have. I've had to learn the hard way how to do shipping. I will always eat the cost, and I don't ever pass that back on to the buyer. But that's the hard part. I love the shopping.
Yeah.
I love the researching, and I love the selling, and even the packing. I love it.
Well, maybe you could get somebody to do listing for you. A virtual assistant. No, really, some people
hire
them.
Well, it is possible,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They do. What were you doing in your career? You say you're retired.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, I love you women.
That actually explains a lot.
Oh, my.
In order to be a nurse and have a career, you got to be pretty can-do, right? You got to be able to grab the initiative.
Yes.
And
yes.
I see. And that's what it takes to be a seller on eBay as well.
Right.
So what's the most rewarding part of selling on eBay?
I would say besides the profit, the positive feedback, I just get giddy when I read how much somebody loved what they got in the mail. You know, to be able to, I enjoy treasure hunting, but then when I find something that, and then someone else loves it and they are willing to give me money for it.
Who knew?
That's
who
knew? Yeah, right.
Can you give us an example of something that you bought for very low and sold for pretty high?
I bought a coffee mug that just kind of was sitting on the shelf looking at me. I was looking at something else. I was with someone else. And I glanced over and saw this owl staring at me. But I saw a name on the side said Taylor and Ng, 1978, San Francisco, or something like that. And something in the back of my mind said, oh, grab that. And I think it was 79 cents. By the next morning, someone in New York paid me $50 for that mug.
Well, that's a lot.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
I'd say 79 cents to $50. Oh, yeah.
So that's a big margin. Was that the most interesting transaction you've had to date, or was there one that's even more interesting?
I had a very interesting one. I can't swear to it that what I'm going to tell you, but I bought a puppet. It was like a marionette, had long arms and legs, and it had a name of the maker on it. And the person who bought it had the same name.
Oh,
that's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Was it an unusual name?
An unusual name, yeah. Not like John Brown. It was an unusual name.
Wow.
And I just thought, wow, could this possibly be the maker of this puppet? That would be so cool.
You'd have to be real careful packing it, because if you believe in things like voodoo, if you snapped off an arm, that could be really bad.
Well, didn't you ask the buyer?
You know, I did, and I didn't get a response back. I tried to go back for this show and research it out, and all I could actually find was my receipt from my label with the name.
So you have any bonus tips for our listeners? Here you are, this particular mug, that's the musical mug, you're top rated plus on this. I'm so proud of you. Any bonus tips?
Don't be afraid. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And ask questions. I mean, do the research. Watch the tutorials. Call customer service when you have a problem, you know, and be prepared to wait and listen.
Or call eBay Radio.
eBay Radio, now that I know.
Yeah, it's probably a smarter thing to do, right?
Right. You'll be on hold less time. I'm sorry, Griff, I had to say that.
I understand.
So, well, we're very proud of you, Dee. We love to hear these stories. We really do. And Griff was absolutely right about being a nurse. I have so much respect. My mother was a nurse. In fact, she worked into her 80s.
Wow.
But I have, until you've actually been in the hospital or a nursing home, you really can't grasp what these yeah. mostly women, some men do.
Well, they run, I mean.
They run the joint. They do.
They run the joint. I mean, doctors float in and opinionate.
That's right.
Nurses run the place.
They float in godlike.
Right.
They walk on water as they're coming into the building.
I'm trying to remember how much palliative care I get from doctors. Zero.
Not much.
It's the nurse who holds your hand while you're throwing up and everything else.
And it's the nurse who often saves your life.
I love
she
nurses.
Sees symptoms and things going on and calls the doctor for medication. I mean, I've seen this in the last week in a nursing home, so I know about this stuff. Dee, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been
lovely.
Yes,
we're honored to have you.
Thank you, guys. And I appreciate all the help that I'm getting from everyone. So it's the connection to the...
Keep going, Dee.
You will be giving help before you know it. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Open phones are next, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code SCOTTY for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.